Not every child experienced the pandemic the same way. The children of healthcare workers had a unique front row seat to the pandemic's scariest moments. SideFX Public Media's Farah Yousry sat down with one family to reflect on their experience over the past 2 years.
Allison and Dave Will have been married for 15 years. They sit at the dining table with their hands locked. Their two young boys run around with colorful swords made out of Legos.
My dad's a doctor, and I think maybe my brother should go next.
Dave is a hospitalist at Franciscan Health in Indianapolis, where he mostly cares for critically ill patients. He and Allison text a lot throughout the day.
And there would be times where he would send me like a funny, either him masked up or full head to toe, like with the face shield. And
Allison, a stay-at-home mom, also sends him pictures of what the boys are up to. So, like many parents, Dave's photo app is a colorful grid made up of pictures of his kids, and every now and then, a selfie from the hospital. One stands out to him.
That was the first, that was actually right outside the room of the first COVID patient that I had seen. Yeah.
That was also one of the earliest COVID patients in the country.
With this patient, we had to send the swab test to Arizona to a special lab. So we just didn't know for 6 or 7 days. We think you have COVID. It sounds and looks like COVID, but...
That's finally... when their family life transformed overnight. The boys were only 5 and 1, and Allison has type 1 diabetes, which increases her risk of COVID complications. This heightened everyone's fear, including their older son.
What is COVID, Philly?
COVID is the worst.
It was hard, and especially for the kids, because we actually wear our hallway from our garage to the rest of the house. We put a tape line down to help the kids know not to come running to dad.
So this is the garage out here, and this is the basement door.
In March, they decided it was best for Dave to live in the furnished basement, and that went on for 16 weeks.
Before you got the vaccine, how were you feeling about COVID back then?
I'm scared. Really, really, really scared.
7-year-old Phil may be too young to articulate the depth of his feelings. But when school was back in person, it was clear this pandemic front row experience had left some scars.
He would actually kind of have almost panic attack anxiety attacks at school. His teachers and some of the teacher aides at school would kind of get him out of the classroom and kind of help him through these episodes, and even calling me or FaceTiming me at school to try to help him just kind of calm down.
COVID took a huge toll on children's mental health. For children of healthcare workers, the pandemic was more vivid and real than many could fathom, watching the pandemic unfold on the news on a screen. The Will family was face to face with a mysterious and deadly virus, and Phil was old enough to understand that. For months, Dave would sit on the floor at the bottom of the basement steps and talk with Allison.
And there was quite a few times I remember standing at the top of the stairs and just wanting to be like, go down and give him a hug or just like, you know, reassure him. And I'm like staying at the top. I'm like...
Dave still takes care of COVID patients, but things are less scary. We know a lot more about the virus, and life at home is also closer to normal. Dave says some therapy sessions and the COVID vaccine helped his son's anxiety dissipate.
All right. I'll go first, okay?
Now the whole family cherishes moments like these, on the floor, playing board games together.
Farah
Yousry, SideFX Public Media.
1 point for me.